Hi, I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. And actually, it is Wednesday, February 25th, 2015, and today we're going to be talking about detox. We talk about detox a lot, but this whole show is going to be about different ways that you can detox your body. My guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. And she and I both have a lot of experience with detox, but from different viewpoints. And so we're each going to talk about things that we've done and things that we recommend so that you can see the variety of options that you have and see that it's not just a single detox, but that you might want to do different kinds of detox. You want to do a specific kind of detox to remove what you need to remove from your body, or you might want to be supporting your detox organs. There's a lot of things that we can do to help your body, help get those toxic chemicals out of your body. And that's the subject of today's show. Hi, Pamela.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Thank you. It's great to have you again. Now, Pamela has so much great information to share with us that I have her on every other Wednesday. So today's a Wednesday, so her next show will be 2 weeks from now. And you can also go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and take a look at her past shows, because she just has so much information about drugs and their health effects and what you can do instead of taking drugs so that your body can be healthy instead of just doing something about your symptoms. So, Pamela, let's start off by, I know that you do things to detox. So why don't you give us a little overview about, well, first of all, how did you, out of all the possible subjects in the world, how did you come across the idea of detoxing for health? And how do you incorporate that in your daily life?
Okay, well, that's a really good question. So detox, there can be two ways of looking at it. A lot of people that are working in health food stores or in natural nutrition, they use detox products that they think are going to help them. And a lot of the majority of the products that you're going to find are going to contain anthraquinone glycosides, which are like cascara, senna, rhubarb, and these things act as laxatives. Okay, and they're habit forming. And so I want people just to, before we even start defining detox and my own personal views about a lot of that, that's not necessarily detox, right? Because
right.
if you're in the bathroom pooping a lot, that's all great. And people come here to me and they're like, well, I want a detox. And if you start describing these sort of things that they're looking for, I'm like, well, that's not really detox, but that's a bowel cleanse. And that's something completely different, because sometimes people, they're not moving their bowels regularly or whatever the circumstances may be. So it's important to realize that when we're talking about detox today, we're not going to be talking about necessarily going to the bathroom and pooping a lot, and I'm going to give you a bunch of laxatives. That's not what detox
really
is.
That's not what we're going to talk about. We're not going to talk about...
Right, and I want people to know that, because people that are first listening to the show are going to be like, oh, okay, going to the bathroom. And that's not really what it's about.
No.
What we're looking for in a personal and physical level in the body is that we know that the body, because of the fat-soluble pesticides and chemicals that we consume, our subcutaneous fat and the fat around our organs, but most specifically and of problematic is the subcutaneous fat, the fat right underneath your skin. And this fat is a depot storage location for pesticides, heavy metals, especially we're worried about fat-soluble chemicals, okay? So maybe these people that actually spray lawns and things like that, they're people that use Roundup, people, you know, walking by the golf course and you take a walk with your dog at night, buying non-organic produce and not washing it properly, all these things, and even people that are really so contained in their diet, you still get exposed to things just environmentally. You don't live
just
in a bubble.
Just environmentally, that's right.
Exactly.
I probably live in the most non-toxic house in the world and have for years, but as soon as you walk outside your perfect house, you're going to be exposed to things. And so I do things to detox, because there's living in today's world, you cannot avoid chemicals and have a normal life. You just cannot
exactly
avoid them
right.
100%.
And so you go to a grocery store, you go shopping. You
right.
know, they spray these places. That's why you don't see any bugs. I mean, so these, you have to think about it in a logical sense. It's not like, you know, we have to be scared of this. We have to be embracing it and understand it and move forward.
Yeah.
And And what detox and what I look at it is there's several pinnacles of detox and how to help. And we can just describe each one in great detail. But what we want to do is we want to use something as a facilitator, some supplements. We want to use some kind of activity, whether it be exercise or even if it's doing housework, but ideally something where you're working up a little bit of a sweat. And then we want to look at maybe even incorporating saunas, and I'm a big advocate of that. So there's different ways you can do that. And these things can all work together, or they can work singly on their own. So for me, what I tend to do every day is I do the body anew, which is a homeopathic detox. So it's not.
And we'll talk more about that later. You can give lots of details later. Let's just give an overview now.
Correct. So let's talk a little bit about like these different things we can do. And let's just talk from the very beginning. What are we looking at as far as chemicals? There's water-soluble and fat-soluble chemicals. Water-soluble chemicals will go out in the urine, and they won't be hanging around. The fat-soluble chemicals are the ones that cause cancer, the ones that turn on genes that cause dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, things that we do not want. And we now know that the pesticides that are fat-soluble are very damaging to the pancreas and may lead to type 2 diabetes. So all of these things incorporated, looking at our body, we need to pull out these fat-soluble chemicals, and the body is very inefficient at removing them.
That's right.
So that's really what we need to look at, really. You need to tell people that it's not about, okay, I want you to be in the bathroom. I want you to be sweating in a sauna all day. It's about knowing that these chemicals and your chemical load, as you get older and you keep storing more and more of these chemicals in your subcutaneous fat, you have a greater risk of cancer. And that's why you see a higher propensity of cancers in older people, because they've stored.
And there's a word for this. It's the Center for Disease Control calls this body burden, and they actually measure it. And there are reports. You can go to the Centers for Disease Control website. And in fact, I'll put the link to this on my the page for this show. You can go and see what they've tested, the chemicals that they found in people's body. The only way to get that out. Now, I used to think that if I just avoided toxic chemicals, that my body would then not have so much overload, and it would work better, and it would get rid of the overload. But it's just too much. And especially if you've been exposed for many, many years throughout your lifetime, you do have this buildup in your body, and it needs to be removed in order for you to be healthy. It's just the reality of today's world.
Well, exactly. We know that removing these things, and measuring body burden is really important. It's a good point that you brought up, that our bodies will not take this stuff out by itself. The net amount that goes when it's first presented, let me explain something. When it's first presented to the liver, and it's a fat-soluble chemical, some of it does get biotransformed. It's called glucuronidation and conjugation, and the body takes these functional groups, and that's what the liver does, and the enzymes add a carbohydrate or a CH3 group onto this chemical, and you basically mix it water-soluble. It changes it and goes out in the urine. That's what the liver does. Okay, that's its process.
Right.
So let's say there's a net amount of 20%, just let's take a figure, of one particular chemical, chemical A. Each one's different. And 20% of it has a residual amount left in the body. It doesn't go through the liver. Once it's passed through the liver, the body has to do something with it, okay? So what it does is it stores it in the fat. That's where the problem is, that 20% that didn't get metabolized and leave. That's where the real issues are facing people. And I tell people when I see them and they have cancer and they come to me, I'm like, look, we need to get the chemicals out that caused the cancer in the first place. That's really what it's all about. You need to go back to the very beginning.
Right.
Those things are still around, and that's really scary for people that have had cancer.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, I mean, it's just logical to me that if you put things in your body that cause cancer and you have them build up, then eventually that's what is going to happen. If you remove those things from your body, then there isn't something there that will cause cancer. So if cancer is a concern, detox is a big deal about ways to prevent that. But just for anybody, no matter if you just want to be healthy, everybody needs to do this. We're just too overloaded. If you want to be healthy, you need to detox. So we need to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about specific kinds of detox and about our detox systems, because I want everybody to understand that our bodies do have a detoxification system, and it's at work 24 hours a day. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's a registered pharmacist who dispenses medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's a registered pharmacist who dispenses medicinal plants instead of drugs. And there's so much to talk about on this subject, but before we get into it, I want you all to know that you can call Pamela, and she will help you choose the right products for you. She's very happy to give you a phone consultation for free. And you can call about yourself, your family, your pets. She helps people get off prescription drugs, and she helps people choose natural solutions to best treat whatever is going on with their body. Pamela, so why don't you give your phone number?
Yes, and you can reach me at my pharmacy. It's 727-442-4955. That's 727-442-4955, and I would be greatly honored to help you and your family with any questions you might have, detox or otherwise. I handle all medical issues.
And she's really good, very well regarded in my community, and she helps me a lot. So before we actually start talking about the detox things we're going to talk about today, would you just explain simply how our detox systems work in our body?
Okay, good. So basically, the detox systems in your body, there's several ways that things leave the body, okay? So when you breathe things out, okay? So when you breathe out carbon dioxide, you might also breathe out chemicals as well. And a good example of that is when someone's intoxicated, they smell like alcohol in their breath. And actually, it doesn't happen until like about the second drink because of the fact that it's the metabolism. Once it starts kicking over and the enzymes are saturated in the liver, then you start breathing it out. Okay, so I'm just trying to give people some ideas. So some things can come out volatilized in the breath. Other things come out in the skin, especially heavy metals. That's why saunas can be very important for that. And other things that we're really talking about and focusing on today, the fat-soluble chemicals, the ones that we're really concerned about because of all the disease-causing properties that they have, those typically will be ingested. Either we know it or we don't. And when they go into the stomach and they're maybe they're on the food, then, you know, they get immediately, the body takes this, and when it goes through the bloodstream, okay, and gets absorbed, it goes to the liver, okay? Things go through the liver, and the liver is basically in our body to protect us against being stupid and ingesting poison, if you want to think about it that way. That's what we really started doing this for, right? That when we were cavemen, we were eating things we shouldn't eat, and the liver would take these poisons and change them and make them water-soluble and leave the body. And that's how the liver evolved, okay? So it's a cleansing mechanism, and the liver is highly vascularized. It has a lot of blood vessels. When you think about, you buy calf liver in the grocery store, you know, it's just all bloody. So the liver contains the cytochrome P450, and these enzymes are highly specialized, and these enzymes are very, very smart. There's several different varieties of them, and actually in drug metabolism, I specialize in that. I can tell you which drug is metabolized at which enzyme, but when we're talking about fat-soluble chemicals, they come to the liver, and the liver's like, I got to do something with this. And remember, we were talking about that net amount that might not be metabolized. Not all of it's going to be metabolized for each particular pesticide, chemical, or what we term in a general term, they call it xenobiotics. These general things, these chemicals, we're not supposed to be ingesting, but we do. And some of it gets changed into water-soluble chemicals. It goes out in our urine. We never even think twice about it. The rest of it goes, and the body stores it in the fat. That's what really happens. That's where the problem is. And you think about, people are always so concerned about, you know, the fish and the salmon and the tuna, and, you know, they have mercury. Well, you know why they're storing it? Because they're big fish. They can hold these things for a long time, and they're stored in their fat. So it's the same thing with us. We're not much different than the fish.
And people are concerned about eating fish that have these pollutants in them, but our bodies have these pollutants in them.
Yeah, we do the same thing. The fish store it. It's the same thing.
And so one of the things that I think is really important is that people try to lose weight, and when they start losing weight, it melts the fat and it puts these toxic chemicals right back in their body. It makes, instead of storing them, they're now running around in the bloodstream.
That is very true, and I'll tell you something. This transient and very significant increase in fat-soluble chemicals launching into the bloodstream, I have seen this where people have lost great amounts of weight with, you know, very strict diets, and then they have a breast cancer diagnosis not that long after. Now, I'm not saying there's a correlation, okay? But I'm saying it's highly suspect. And I've told different weight loss doctors here in the area that I meet, you know, at various charity events and so forth, that you really should, you're doing a disfavor to your clients I understand. I'm okay with people losing a lot of weight if this is a personal decision of theirs. I'm okay with that. But they need to be on some kind of a detox mechanism along with that so that they don't put themselves at risk for cancer. That it's really, really shameful to give people crash diets and then not tell them about the chemical situations that can arise from all of this being dumped into the bloodstream. The liver can't handle it, and it eventually has a chance to go turn on genes that cause cancer. It's a really, really dangerous situation.
It is, and it's not spoken about enough within the weight loss industry and communities. It's just, it's a very dangerous thing. Let's see. Also, there's the kidneys as part of our detox system too.
Right, and the kidneys are really there to flush out things. But let me explain something kind of interesting about the kidneys. Your kidneys are most efficient while you're sleeping. Okay, and the reason why this is really kind of important for people to understand just the physiology of the body. When you sleep and you lay down, your kidneys are cleaning out all the debris from the daytime that it hasn't already taken care of, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So your center of gravity changes, okay? So a lot of the fluids in your bodies, they have a tendency to go towards the kidneys, and this is the dynamics of a person, okay? So the water with all these solutes and these things that are dissolved in there goes to the kidneys, and that's why a lot of times people have to keep getting up and going to the bathroom at night, right? You feel like you first get up in the morning, you have to go to the potty. Well, the reason why that is, and maybe sometimes people in the middle of the night have to go to the restroom, is because all the water in your body pretty much is going to the center of gravity, which is your kidneys, your back. So that's your lowest point. So this is a way of removing things out, but the kidneys will not be removing out fat-soluble chemicals. They will only be removing out water-soluble chemicals. The water-soluble ones really don't have the propensity to cause the cancer and some of the dangerous things that we were describing. So the kidneys are a good mechanism to get rid of these things, but I really want to focus on these fat-soluble chemicals too, and also the GI tract, removing these things out that are causative agents. And so this is why I really think, and this is my personal opinion, but I really think just from a physiology standpoint, people should embrace this. I have done detox probably 15 years straight. I don't take any time off from it. I took maybe about 2 years ago, I took a few days off because I thought, well, maybe I'll give myself a break. I shouldn't be doing it consistently. And I was really kind of tired, and I work a 12-hour day. And I could tell a difference in my normal body habits. And I decided that this is just a long-term solution, and this is what I'm going to do.
It is.
First thing in the morning.
Yes. And we're going to find out what Pamela does. I've said this before when I've been interviewing her, but Pamela is the healthiest looking person I've ever met. I mean, she just glows with health. and this is what you get after 15 years of detox. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today is Pamela Seafeld, registered pharmacist who dispenses plants rather than drugs. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic. Yeah, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld, registered pharmacist who dispenses medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. Pamela, give us your phone number again, and remember, listeners, that you can call Pamela. She's very happy to talk to you and help you figure out which are the right natural substances to take for your particular physical condition, regardless of what it is. Pamela, what's your number?
My phone number here is 727-442-4955. And like I said previously, I would really be honored and happy to help you and your family if you had any questions about what supplements you're currently taking or if you would like to transition off of any of your prescriptions. I can give you guidance in those directions.
Thank you. So first, before Pamela tells us about her detox, I'm going to just talk about for a minute about what I do to detox. And as I said earlier, I spent many years thinking that my body would just do it by itself if I reduced my toxic chemical exposure. But then a few years ago, my nutritionist gave me, and many of you who listen all the time know that I say this all the time, my nutritionist gave me liquid zeolite. And when I first started taking that, it made a difference for me in the first week. And the first email that I got from one of my readers about using this product was that she got it and she gave it to her father who was bedridden. And all of a sudden, after about 5 days, he got up out of bed, walked out into the kitchen and announced to everybody that he was going to the donut store. And this is a bedridden father. got out of bed and went for a walk to the donut store. And I thought, well, you know, that's just about what my experience is. And the one thing that people say, they write to me and they say, after about a week, they say, I feel so euphoric. And they all use that word. And I understand, because I now call this zeolite euphoria, because I think that what is happening is that it works, it specifically works to remove heavy metals first and radiation. And these are things that all of us have in our bodies, and it's very effective at that. And so it just goes into your body. It's a little particle. Zeolite is a natural mineral, and you take it in drops or in a spray, and it goes in your body, and it just starts collecting these heavy metals and radiation. And after about a week, it's removed enough that you just, like, you feel like something has lifted off of your body. And that's where I think this euphoria comes from. Now, of course, you don't feel euphoric all the time. I've been taking it for 3 years or something like that. But I just take it every day, because every day I'm going out in the world and breathing car exhaust and being exposed to radiation and all of these things that you can't avoid when you leave your house. And I just know that I'm protected, and I'm going to take it for the rest of my life. But I also take other things, and we're going to be talking about saunas. I've done saunas. But every day I take a homeopathic remedy that Pamela takes every day, and she gave to me, called Body Anew. So tell us about Body Anew, because that I don't necessarily see the same, like, I don't feel better in the same way that I felt when I started taking zeolite. But I know that it's working to strengthen my body, and I think it makes a big difference for me. So tell us about how that works.
Yeah, so the Body Anew, and that's the product that I've been using about 15 years. It has three bottles, okay? And one bottle works on the GI tract. It's not laxative, so you're not in the bathroom, okay? So not that, but it does work on the GI tract. One works on the lymph glands, okay, which is a 40% increase in the lymphatic drainage, and the other one works on the liver, so it upregulates the glucuronidation and the conjugation, the things I was describing earlier as far as how it works in the liver. So these three bottles, you just dump in the normal amount, the prescription amount, or the dose that is the effective amount is 30 drops of each bottle, but I don't start people with that. In fact, my daily maintenance dose is 10, and I normally tell people to start with 10 drops of each bottle and then work up to 30 within like a week or two. If someone has cancer or we're trying to treat something that's a severe illness, then we definitely want to start them up at a higher dose right away, pretty much. So, but for the average person, they can do 10. And what I like about it is, and I was talking about this the dynamics of the kidney when we get up in the morning, you have to think about it that in the morning we're starting fresh. The kidneys have done their assignment for the evening. And what I do every morning, I mean, my personal regimen that I really enjoy, and the first thing I have when I get up in the morning is I squeeze a fresh lime and I put it in water and I drink it. And I think that it just alkalizes the body. And if you try doing that, it's just very refreshing. You feel great. And then I take the Body Anew and I put 10 drops of each bottle and I put it into a water bottle. And with that, I'm a big fan of doing an alkaline booster, because that makes the detox work even better. So the normal pH of your water is going to be between like 3.5 to like 7.5, 7.8, something like that. Okay, that's the Zephyr Hills water, the tap water, the, you know, these kind of things. If people have special bottled water, maybe you have a special water filter. That's the pH of most of those waters. Even Kagan water goes up to 9, and Alkalife goes to 13. So that's the highest pH I've found for any product, and I've tried several different ones. So doing these and sipping it while I work out, and I'm kind of an exercise fanatic. I don't expect that of everybody, but I do like 30 miles every day on a stationary bike.
Wow!
Yeah, 30 miles. Yeah, it's a little over an hour. It's a long time, but I guess that I'm a cardio junkie, but that's okay, right? Yeah, I know. So that's my routine. I'm not expecting your listeners to, you know, embrace that craziness, but it's something that I really enjoy, and it's kind of like the highlight of my day. And I do have a very large sauna at my house. It's a 5-person sauna, but I only have it for myself. I'm lucky. I'm by myself. I don't have anyone telling me where to spend my money. So it's a big sauna, and it's very nice, and I go in there, you know, probably two, three times a week. So, and I heat it up while I'm working out. But you don't need to have all this fancy stuff. You can even be doing stuff around the yard or in the house. Most of my patients, I have them drinking the body anew over a course of several hours a day. I only do it over an hour, but I've been doing it so long. That's the reason why. I really think that this is a very effective tool to removing the fat-soluble chemicals that we're talking about in the subcutaneous fat. And I also believe, because of the fact that this localizes to the fat and takes these chemicals out, that it's kept my weight down significantly, regardless if I work out. This makes a big difference in people's weight. Most people I see start that, they normally lose about 10 pounds just from doing that, because the chemicals are in the fat. And if you're going to pull chemicals out of the fat, you have to take the fat out, right? So that's what happens. They start stumping fat.
Right.
So very specific.
But it does it. We were talking earlier about losing weight without doing a detox. This is a detox product. So when you start losing weight, it's starting to handle those chemicals that might be coming out with the fat. So it's
exactly.
A much safer way to do it.
Correct. So it's like if you started a New Year's resolution, or you're going to a doctor that's giving you a specific diet. You know, any of these times, if you're losing weight, try and lose weight. But if you even if you don't want to lose weight, this will help significantly.
We need to go to break. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Yipra Lynn Tad, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who dispenses medicinal plants instead of prescription drugs. And she does have a website, botanicalresource.com, which also has her phone number on it if you missed it. And you can go to her website and get that information. And give her a call, because she can help you with whatever's going on with your body. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Yad, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld, registered pharmacist, who dispenses medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. And we're talking about detox. So these hours go by so fast.
Before we
get to the end of the show, I want you to talk about sauna specifically, because I know sauna has been used for a long time. And tell us, what specifically a sauna does, why you should use a sauna for detox. And also, how do you choose a sauna if you want to be using sauna at home?
Okay, well, those are all excellent questions. So to the saunas, why I like saunas, okay, is because the chemicals, specifically heavy metals, okay, chemicals can come out from the sauna. There's two mechanisms that the saunas work. When you are in a sauna, your heart rate goes up, okay, because of the heat, because you're sweating, the diaphoresis, and that mechanism takes fat-soluble chemicals out of the subcutaneous fat and dumps them into the bloodstream, and as a result of that, your metabolism goes up. You can actually, if you're in a 130-degree sauna, 130, 140 degrees, if you're there for an hour, I don't recommend doing that if you're not used to it, but you can burn up to 600 calories in an hour. You burn up a lot of calories. Okay,
oh.
How are you burning up the calories? You're dumping the fat. That's what's happening. So if you spend any significant amount of time in saunas, your heart rate goes up quite a bit, and that's why it's not good for someone that has hypertension. So this saunas are excluding people with hypertension that's not controlled, okay? That's important to talk about right now. No one that has hypertension that's not taking their medicine, taking a homeopathic something for it, has any business spending long periods of time in a sauna. So that's I think I should just warn people about that. But it's very good way to detoxify on that standpoint. And then also, the heavy metals are stored underneath the skin, and we know that when saunas, and they measure the sweat, and they do an HPLC analysis of what's in the sweat of people in saunas, there's a lot of heavy metals that come out through the sweat. So there's two mechanisms in the sauna. We have the mechanism of the heart rate's brought up. It's kind of like bringing up your metabolism. It's like going for a workout, because your heart rate's going up because it's you know, you're sweating. And then as an effect, you're also getting the heavy metals. So you're actually detoxing on two levels, right? You're detoxing mm-hmm. the fat-soluble chemicals, and you're detoxing the heavy metals out of the sweat. And we know this to be true. And I'm a big fan of infrared saunas. I think that they have higher penetration deeper into the fat-soluble tissue, into the skin, and they're much easier to take care of. Now, I'm sure they still probably do sell the saunas where you have to use the rocks and the water and that sort of thing, but I have an electric infrared sauna, and it's really nice because all you do is just turn it on, and it has a CD player and a radio in it, so it's nice to just kind of relax because you hear music while you kind of just relax in there and fall asleep for a little bit. So It's a very good thing to do, and I think working out prior to getting into the sauna makes it even more advantageous to have this detox really be significant. That's a big thing. If you just get, say you have a sauna, you preheat the sauna, you go in there and you just lay in there, it's not the same as if you've already been working out and then you've already got a sweat working up, because when you do that and go in there after, you're sweating, it's kind of taking over from where you worked out, and you really mobilize a lot more chemicals at that same time. And also, we know that if you're exercising first and then you go into the sauna, you get something what's called demargination of the white blood cells. You get a transient increase in white blood cell activity, which imparts a significant increase in your immunity. So it's a good way to boost up your immune system.
So if somebody couldn't install a sauna and workout equipment and whatever in their homes for whatever reason, a lot of gyms have saunas, and that they could go and get an inexpensive gym membership and go do their workout and then go be in the sauna. And that would be a good way to get toxic chemicals out of their body.
Absolutely. We look at like affordable ways for people to do this. A lot of gym memberships, they have it, you know, join the first month free. I just had been, it was once, it was, I've had my sauna 10 years. It was just something I bought myself a long time ago for the birthday present to myself. And it's just, you know, it's just one of those things that, I really had wanted, and I saved up for a long time, and then I decided to get it. And it's kind of crazy because really it takes a big area of my house. It takes up like the whole room almost of one bedroom. So when people come over, if they don't know what a sauna is, I've had people come over and they're like, is that a playhouse? I go, really? I go, I don't have children. I go, what do you think this is? It's a sauna. You know, they're looking at it. What's this playhouse in the middle of the room? I'm like, no, this is a sauna.
Well, you know, I was thinking I could put a sauna in my garage. I don't actually have an empty room, but I have an empty garage. And
yeah, you
I
could put it there.
Yeah,
the small ones almost look like a coffin. You know, they're tiny, and you can sit in there, and those actually are pretty reasonably priced. And I can tell people too that a lot of people think about exercise equipment, saunas, health things. Sometimes people buy these things, they never use them. Okay, I'm sure that happens. Now, I'm not in that situation, but how many people buy exercise equipment at the beginning of the year and never ever use it? It's a place that
many.
I would say it's probably let's say 75%. That's a reasonable estimate. You probably can find a sauna used on the internet that was probably never even sweated in, that someone bought and had the wherewithal to try and do it, and they really wanted to do it, but they didn't use it. And that would be your best bet, instead of paying a lot of money for a brand new one. But
what a good idea.
Too, I'm telling you that there's a lot of saunas, and sometimes people, you know, like I have a medical spa here. You know, there's a lot of, I talked to the people that do the licensing for this. These people open these different establishments, and then they go out of business, or they change their mind, and they close up, and they buy all this stuff, and then they have to sell it. So you can definitely find these things very inexpensively that someone had purchased, and it just, you know, their plans didn't work out for their massage establishment or whatever it was. And that's where I would steer your clients. If you do the body anew, and even if you're doing housework and sweating a little bit, and then get into the sauna, you're going to see a significant effect in the way you feel. And you know what I like, too, is for rheumatism, there is no better treatment than a sauna. I have some of my clients with osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, and when they're in the heat, they feel tremendously better. And I know for myself, just from being a hard runner for a long time and biking a lot, when you go in the sauna, all of your muscle pain goes away. It's your bone pain. It's very significant. The heat is very nourishing to the body.
Yeah, I love that heat. I love the other day I was, it's been pretty cold here, as you know, because you just are right down the street from me. And just all of a sudden the sun came out, and just feeling that warm sun on my body was just really nice. And I love sitting in the sauna and just like getting warm all the way through my body. It's just really nice.
It literally, you think about it, it's going very deep into the body, and it's really heating up the subcutaneous fat and allowing things to be released, very helpful for the body to facilitate these other products. To use these in conjunction with the sauna, big difference in how you feel. Big difference.
What about rebounders?
Pardon?
Rebounders.
Oh, yes. Rebounders. Well, yes, of course. Rebounders as exercise is excellent. because you work all the muscles in the body, because basically you're working your core too, because you're jumping up and down and you have to maintain balance so you don't fall off. So
yeah.
Rebounders are excellent. I'm a big fan of low impact. Rebounders are low impact because you're basically on like a little trampoline. Bicycles are really, you know, stationary bikes and regular bikes are really good. I used to run a lot. I am not a big advocate of telling people to run so much. I mean, I think running is really fun. I really do miss it, but my knees were starting to bother me, and I really think that you want to preserve your knees and your hips for when you get older, that you're not ending up with lots of debility and pain. So low impact exercise is where it's at. Also, swimming is an excellent form of exercise, but doing some kind of like, maybe you do the rebounder and then you go into the sauna, but if you do that with the detox products at the same time, as far as your energy level and your mental clarity, there's no comparison to not doing it that way, because you know the body anew actually goes into the central nervous system. It goes into the brain. So if there's heavy metals in the brain, and people have read about, you know, people, kids eating too much tuna fish and then having memory problems, right, or so forth, this goes into the central nervous system, and you really want something that penetrates into the brain and cleans up the body. And I'm telling you that I probably sell 100 kits a month, and I have just excellent results where people come back and say, I've never felt better in my life. So really, in the detox product you were discussing, same situation, the zeolite, you really want to be using some of these tools because they're available for you and they work very well and they don't have side effects. And that's what you really
want. That's exactly right. They don't have side effects. I mean, I know with the zeolite, I mean, I take the body anew. I'm not as familiar with it as Pamela is. But with the zeolite, like anybody can take it. Even newborn babies can take it. Pregnant women can take it.
Yes.
And if you're planning on being pregnant, you should detox your body first so that you're not subjecting your baby to all those toxic chemicals. Older people can take it. Anybody with any kind of illness can take it. I mean, there really are no limitations, and it's affordable. It's something that, you know, just anybody could do. And the body anew is affordable. We're not talking about expensive treatments here. We're talking about things that anybody can do. It's just drops. You just take them. They don't taste like anything. You put it in whatever you want to put it in that you're drinking, and you just drink it. And then it does its thing as you go about your day with little or no discomfort. And I say it that way because, like, I have no detox discomfort on zeolite or body anew. Some people do have detox symptoms from taking too much or not drinking enough water, but you can detox completely comfortably, and everybody
absolutely
do it.
The detox products are kind of at the base of the pyramid. A lot of times I add in other things, like there's something called Radiation Plus that removes removes that radiation. I use a lot of DesBio. There's something called Detox 3 that actually removes that plasticizer. So if people are really worried about, they have a history of breast cancer in the family and they want to remove plasticizers out of their body, that they're incidental plasticizers, that they do, you know, maybe they're doing everything correctly as far as avoiding warming up in plastic or drinking out of plastic, but you still get
them. I have to interrupt you because we're out of time.
And
I'm going to come see you. Pamela and I are having lunch today, so I'm going to see you soon. Thank you so much. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd. Be well.